put the kibosh on the Obama years at 8:35. Always interesting when he drops by. Always interesting conversation. It's all straight ahead right here, 8 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The public portion of the Trump inauguration celebration starts today. There's a concert at the Lincoln Memorial shortly after the president-elect lays a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. Boris Epstein, the chief spokesman for the Presidential Inaugural Committee and senior advisor to the Trump transition team, says the event will include great entertainment as well as comments by Mr. Trump himself.
We have great acts. Lee Greenwood, Three Doors Down. We've got, of course, Toby Keith and the remarks by the president-elect, Donald J. Trump. It's going to be really an over-the-top event that America should come to, and all you need to do is show up.
He says law enforcement has worked hard to ensure that everything will be safe and secure throughout the inauguration weekend. It's being co-hosted by the Republican Party of Virginia, but people of all political stripes are welcome at tonight's sold-out All-American Inaugural Ball.
We need Republicans, Democrats, Independents to come together and get it done.
Chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, John Whitbeck, thinks people who still don't like President-elect Donald Trump will be happy with him after his first term.
He's putting America first again. I think we can all agree that a strong, safe, prosperous America is good for the country. It's good for the world.
Whitbeck thinks that's exactly what Trump will give the country. More than 2,000 tickets have been sold for tonight's All-American Inaugural Ball, which is more people than the venue can hold. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Obama spending his last full day at the White House today before becoming an ex-president. In what may be his last official act, Mr. Obama's planning to grant one final round of clemency. Meanwhile, outgoing Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he and his boss were on opposite sides when it came to commuting the prison sentence of Army Private Chelsea Manning.
All I'll say about the Manning case is I did not support the direction the president went, but he's made his decision. That's all I'm going to say. That was not my recommendation.
A Maryland state delegate has fired one of his aides who was behind a fake news site that accused the Hillary Clinton campaign of election rigging. Frederick Republican delegate David Vogt says he fired Cameron Harris on the spot once he found out what Harris was up to. A Virginia Senate committee has approved a bill to allow Virginians to carry concealed weapons without a permit. Loudoun County Republican Senator Dick Black is sponsoring the bill. Gun rights advocates call the bill constitutional carry, but opponents point out the state constitution allows for concealed weapon permits. There are reports of some people dead after an avalanche in central Italy buried a three-story hotel. One Italian official says it happened in the earthquake-hit region of Abruzzo last night. The provincial president says there were 20 guests in the hotel when it was covered by the avalanche. The Postal Service's forever stamps will cost a little more starting Sunday.
The cost of mailing a one-ounce first-class letter will return to 49 cents, up from 47 cents where it had been 9 months ago. It's the first increase since the price had gone up from 47 to 49 cents in January 2014, but the Postal Regulatory Commission ordered the USPS to drop stamp prices for the first time in 97 years in April. Apparently, the drop was a little too much, so the price is going back up again. Postcards, international letters, and heavier letters are not affected. The Postal Service can adjust prices for inflation or increases to costs like gas, wages, and building heat and lighting bills. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,805, the NASDAQ at 55,56. Sports, the Wizards win at home again, beating the Grizzlies. College basketball victories for Virginia, Virginia Tech, American, GW, and Navy. NHL, the Caps are in St. Louis tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, weekdays 3 to 6, The Larry O'Connor Show. Larry, live and local.
We talk about everything. There are no rules, so bring it.
The Larry O'Connor Show. Now, weekdays 3 to 6 on WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store, when you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpet.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Virginia Beltway, boy, we're really struggling with this crash on the inner loop as you pass Little River Turnpike. Most of that activity off to the right shoulder. Fire truck did leave the right lane, so it looks like you get that lane open again. But delays coming off of 95 and on the Beltway before you even get in towards Springfield, so stop and go through that stretch. Now watch on 66. Looks like we have an incident just before the Beltway. We had been pretty much delay-free coming in from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, but quickly stacking up eastbound 66 to get to the incident at the Beltway. DC 295 northbound had the accident as you approach Benning Road. Still activity there. Delays near the 11th Street Bridge. Again, this is all to go north on 295. Southbound slows to get you past that stretch as well. Westbound freeway past the 3rd Street Tunnel slow. Memorial Bridge already closed for events in town. Also at 10 o'clock, the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge will shut down. Topside in the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring. Solid lineup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures 10, 12 degrees above normal the next couple of days. I think we stay close to 50 even over the weekend, maybe warmer. Today, 55. Clouds will go into some partial clearing. Partly cloudy and 38 tonight. Tomorrow, we'll see showers, at least possible. A high of 49 degrees. Looks like we'll be somewhere in the upper 40s around inauguration with a chance of showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Centerville, 38 in Waldorf, 46 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Paul McCartney is suing Sony to get back ownership of his Beatles songs. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 807 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall, and we've got Lanny Davis coming up at 8:35 because, you know, this is the last full day of the Obama presidency, and I'm sure Lanny has some observations. I want to ask him about all these Democrats who decided not to show up. See what he says about that. Also coming up, we're going to tell you about a fabulous dance party outside the house of the soon-to-be Vice President of the United States. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining me here in studio today as our guest host is Scotty Nell Hughes.
I'm ready to party.
Well, so they were last night outside of Pence's house.
Not that kind of party.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that later. Joining us now on the line is Corey Stewart, the chair of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors and former Virginia campaign chair for Donald Trump, now running for Virginia governor. Good morning to you, Mr. Stewart.
Good morning, Brian. Great to be on the show.
Well, it's good to have you on the show. Look, I want to get into some stuff about Trump and your thoughts about that for a moment. But let's start right off the bat with your campaign and what you hope to accomplish here. It's a tough nut to crack, but you're starting in the toughest part of that nut, and that is Prince William County.
Well, that's right. You know, I've governed Prince William County for 10 years. It's a blue county. And, you know, I'm elected countywide, and I've done it four times. As a conservative, I've led, the nation's toughest crackdown here on illegal immigration. We've cut taxes. We kept them low. We're the number one jobs growth county in the Commonwealth. And I want to spread that throughout the whole state and bring back some economic growth to the Commonwealth.
And you know that you've got a very challenging thing, given the fact that you are a Republican, but it is very blue in that part of Virginia. It seems to me that the formula that wins statewide in Virginia right now is making sure that you win in Northern Virginia. So how do you take that beyond your following in Prince William and carry the rest of Northern Virginia?
Well, I've been working my tail off over the past year for Mr. Trump, President-elect Trump, soon to be called President Trump, and we're really looking forward to that. Look, what you've got to do, you've got to work hard, you've got to reach out to people. Something that I've done in Prince William County, I don't just count on the Republican base coming out and voting. I've always brought the fight to the Democratic areas of Prince William County, where I've reached out to people, especially to African Americans and to Asians, and I've been able to win those communities. And that's what we have to do as Republicans. I'm the only Republican, by the way, who's been able to steadily win in Northern Virginia. Nobody else on the Republican side can say that.
Okay, but we're just now getting off the campaign trail, and now I'm seeing that the headline right now is that you are launching the first TV ads in the governor's race. It's going to air during the inauguration, 30-second ads on Fox News. I mean, don't you think maybe people might be a little bit fatigued right now? I mean, we just got through this. Or is your strike early? Do you think, is that your strategy to strike early and get that name recognition while you can?
Hey, Scotty. People are not fatigued. They're excited. They're excited. Look, we took back America in 2016. We have to take back Virginia in 2017. I'm a winner. I've been able to win. I'm like Trump in many ways, in the sense that I'm very outspoken. I've always been that way. And people like that. They know exactly where I'm at, even if they disagree with me. They know I'm aggressive. They know I get things done. They know I'm a winner, and they know that I'm going to be able to, you know, reduce taxes and bring back some growth to Virginia.
Well, I mean, it's nice to have that kind of cliche right there. But we both know there's only one Donald Trump. But devil's advocate here, you're running in sort of a Trump-esque style. What if he doesn't accomplish everything in these first 100 days, which you and I both know he will? But what if there is this backlash that we see? Are you worried that might affect you as well if you're mentoring your campaign so closely off of what Mr. Trump did?
Well, I mean, I like to say he copied my style. I've always done.
I am not going to tell him that, and if I do, you don't need to be in the room.
Well, I mean, the truth is, I've always been very blunt, to the point of being, just excoriated by the Washington Post and others. They've called me every name in the book, but that's fine. People actually appreciate that, and we're in a different era right now. People do not want to nominate or elect establishment Republicans or establishment Democrats, for that matter. They're looking to turn a page. They're tired of the old style of politics.
All right, so your main opponent, I would gather, probably is going to be Ed Gillespie. How are you different from Ed Gillespie?
Well, look, establishment Ed is the epitome of the establishment. And if in 2016, Republicans nominated the quintessential anti-establishment candidate in Donald Trump. And the Democrats nominated the quintessential establishment candidate in Hillary Clinton. In Virginia, we got to make sure that we don't put the shoe on the other foot. We got to make sure that we nominate me, an anti-establishment grassroots guy who's been able to get things done, speaks bluntly and to the point, and not the guy that beats around the bush, is completely consultant-driven, poll-driven campaign that Ed is going to run.
All right, and you think that's the formula that will win. So are you going to be involved in any of the inauguration activities? I know you did work for Mr. Trump in Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. So tonight we're going to the Texas Ball. It's called the Black Tie and Boots.
I've been there very many times.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. Look, around the country, people know the importance of the governor election in 2017. It's the only significant election in 2017. It sets the stage for all the races in 2018. And for that reason, I'm going to the Texas Ball because we're getting a lot of support now from outside of Virginia, a lot of support from conservatives in Texas who know the importance of nominating an anti-establishment candidate for governor in Virginia in 2017 because it sets the stage for 2018.
Absolutely. Your big issue, Second Amendment, you've done a lot of great jobs with that, talking about concealed carry. That is going to be a big issue. I think you're seeing legislation, especially around the South. What is the one thing you think, because it's probably something that your opponent's going to also be, what's going to separate you between him?
Well, he's completely consultant-driven. He doesn't do anything. He never takes a leadership role. If you listen to this guy, it's just a bunch of babble. There's nothing specific. He's never going to tell you anything.
On the Second Amendment, though, it's easy for a Republican to say, I love guns. That's
absolutely
easy.
Well, first of all, yesterday I was the only Republican candidate to go down and speak in favor to promote the constitutional carry that Senator Dick Black's bill yesterday down in the General Assembly. I don't think that the government should be telling law-abiding citizens that they have to get a permit to exercise and to pay for that permit to exercise their Second Amendment rights. That's a constitutional right. So I'm the only one who's going to be doing that, supporting constitutional carry in Virginia.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Corey Stewart running for the office of governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. It's 8:15. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, and of course, what we've been preparing for, the closures in town, heading around the National Mall, heading over on the Memorial Bridge that's already closed. The Teddy Roosevelt Bridge will be closed by 10 o'clock. So we have delays already in that corridor on the George Washington Parkway. Rock Creek Parkway southbound is shut down now at Virginia Avenue. You can't get past that. You can't get down toward the Kennedy Center. So plan accordingly. And I know a lot of people avoiding the area, and we have a number of parking restrictions already in place as well, and those will continue to grow. Now on the Beltway, Virginia, leaving Springfield, heading through Annandale, we are just jammed solid with this three-car crash. Interloop as you pass the Little River Turnpike before you get to Gallows Road, that's over to the right side. If you're getting on from Gallows Road, you're past the crash. However, on Gallows Road, if you're coming northbound just before the Beltway at Holmes Run Drive, that's where crews are dealing with the crash, so you're under police direction. 66 East prior to the Beltway for the incident. Hey, making your travels onto Canal Road, the chain bridge is just jammed solid here. It's length to go onto Canal Road before Arizona Avenue with the incident. This also slows the Clara Barton Parkway as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for skies being cloudy early, clearing later, a high of 55 degrees. The low tonight, 38 degrees. Tomorrow, steady light rain in the morning, showers continuing in the afternoon. At noon, we expect that the temperature will be around 47 degrees with possible showers. You need to be prepared for rain if you're going to the inaugural festivities. The high, however, before it's all said and done, will be 49. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies becoming foggy and damp late at night, a low around 45. Saturday in the mid-50s. Sunday, more rain perhaps, and highs in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
Well, you know, it might be a good idea, Scotty, to just kind of go through the TikTok on all the things that are going to happen today and tomorrow. I mentioned that Donald Trump was in town last night for the vice president's dinner and the cabinet dinner. Made a stop by the Trump Hotel for his own dinner because he was hungry. He didn't eat at the other two, apparently. And I'm told he comped a meal while he was there for somebody that was also staying in the hotel.
Well, I have to think back to the campaign season where we saw pictures of him with Kentucky Fried Chicken, a bucket of chicken, McDonald's. Yeah. You have to wonder. I mean, the food at Trump Hotel is delicious, but do you think, you know, the future president might have actually just preferred a Big Mac?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, why have a Big Mac when you can stop in at your hotel and have a nice meal?
Do they have a drive-thru window?
That's right. No, I don't think they do. Let's go through the list of things happening. Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence will attend a wreath-laying the ceremony this afternoon at 3 p.m. at Arlington National Cemetery. Then Trump will speak at a 4 p.m. celebration at the Lincoln Memorial, and this will feature musical performances by Toby Keith and Lee Greenwood, Three Doors Down, who you say live literally.
They literally are three doors down from me where I live.
In Nashville, that's right. They're your neighbors there. And then they will attend a candlelight dinner with campaign donors at 7:30 tonight over at Union Station.
About 1,500. This is a very large candlelight. Yeah. For a campaign that didn't have many donors, he opened
a small, intimate gathering.
Very small,
there at
intimate
Union Station,
gathering. Yeah. And the only way you can get around all those events is if you do have a presidential motorcade, by the way.
But, yeah, that's right. that. And so what this means is that there are going to be areas of town where there are rolling blockades and rolling, roadblocks and that kind of stuff. And streets are going to be shut down. So as Leif Dorms Joe, who is the transportation guy for the District of Columbia, told us earlier in the week, Thursday may be just as bad as Friday. So if you're on your way to work today, you're going to need some patience. Let's see. Tomorrow morning, Trump and his family will attend a worship service before going to the White House for a meeting with the Obamas. They'll have a coffee there.
But is this the official turnover of the key? Is this when they actually hand it over? Do they take off their key ring? I'm wondering. Do they get special key rings?
I don't think there are locks on the White House. That's the sort of funny thing about it. I don't think there are locks on the doors. And there'll be coffee with Melania and Mrs. Obama in attendance. Then they will ride together. This is the tradition that has existed for some time now. Ride together from the White House to Pennsylvania Avenue for the inauguration ceremony. Once they get to the Capitol, as you know, it is the peaceful transfer of power. And Donald Trump and Mike Pence will take the oath of office at noon. It's supposed to be back time so that it happens exactly at noon. Sometimes it's a minute early, a minute late. Anyway, they try to get it straight up noon. And then let me just say this. At 12:01... Donald Trump will be the president for all 50 of the states. All 50. And you can't do a darn thing about it. That's the way it is. Get over it, folks. Let's see. Trump, his oath of office will be administered by the Supreme Court Justice, John Roberts, who hopefully will get it right this time. And Trump, Clarence Thomas is going to give the oath of office to Michael Pence. And then there'll be an inaugural address. We understand that Donald Trump has been working very diligently with a team of writers, but is very actively involved in what is said to be probably not one of your more lengthy presidential addresses. Obama's were about 2,100 words the first time, 2,400 words the second time, because he had more to say, apparently. And then they go to a lunch in the Capitol, and then they begin the parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. In past years, the parades have run as long as 4 hours. This one is supposed to be a tight 90 minutes. I guess, get that parade done, man. There's no sense having people march by at 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening, because sometimes that's the way it has gone.
They say it's about efficiency. I actually think it's Melania said, I need more time to get dressed. There's no way that I can just do the traditional 20 minutes in between places. That's I think, the hidden story we're not talking about.
Saturday morning, they will attend services at the National Cathedral at 10 a.m. So that's a good way to start off a new administration. 22 minutes after the hour now, you're listening to WMAL's Mornings on the Mall.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Tysons or Wednesday in Bethesda. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
You want to save some money? You want to do something to sort of help your budget as you begin your new year? I'm going to save you some money right away by asking you this simple question. How much are you paying for your security monitoring service right now? Is it $40, $50 a month? Yeah, you're spending way too much money. You can sign up with Ackerman. They cost about half of what the other guys cost. They are experienced. They protect over 1 million men, women, and children, families just like yours and mine. They have the only guaranteed response time in the industry. Plus, switching to Ackerman is fast and easy. It literally cost you nothing. They can use your existing equipment. They can have you switched over to the Ackerman monitoring in just a matter of minutes. So here we go. Here's what you need to know right now. A limited time offer. Take advantage of their New Year's resolution special. Get 3 months of monitoring free. Nothing to switch over. When you do switch over, you're going to start paying less, but you won't pay anything for the first 3 months. How can you go wrong? To find out more, just go to AckermanSecurity.com. That's AckermanSecurity.com.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-9082.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-500-9082. That's 1-800-500-9082.
It is 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, a lot of congestion around the Memorial Bridge. Everyone's coming up toward that area and finding, oh, Memorial Bridge is already closed for the events that will take place later on this afternoon. The perimeter around the Lincoln Memorial, that too is closing down. The Rock Creek Parkway southbound, you cannot get past Virginia Avenue. So thinking about if you're coming on the GW Parkway, commuters might be thinking, I'll take 123 to the Chain Bridge or Clara Barton Parkway. That's getting a lot of volume. And now I have a crash on the southbound side, inbound side of Canal Road before you get to Arizona Avenue. So I'm really looking at the Chain Bridge. Just jammed its length. And as you come across out of Arlington from North Glebe Road, again, expect that to be quite intense with those delays. Virginia Beltway, Interloop in Annandale. The accident before you get to Gallows Road, that has been cleared, still with delays. As you come off of 95 and around the Beltway from after Van Dorn, expect that to linger for a while. And the Maryland Beltway outer loop north of 214 Central Avenue for the crash. Update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloud to break. We'll get at least some sunshine today. Very mild, up to 55 degrees for Inauguration Day tomorrow. Maybe some showers around midday and temperatures in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It is now 8:27 on WMAL.
You are the dancing queen. Oh, yeah. Shake it, Brian. Oh, show those moves, folks.
Well, listen, I'm telling you.
You got it.
There was a dance party last night.
I bet they sang this song. I guarantee this song was on the playlist.
I am told that that perhaps this song and the Bee Gees were played. LGBT activists last night, in case you haven't heard, held a dance party in front of the home of Mike Pence's house, I guess where he's living right now. He's about to move to the Naval Observatory. But right now he's in Chevy Chase, and a bunch of LGBT activists decided that they would go and have a, and I'm using their term, I mean no disrespect, a queer dance party. We are queer, we are here, we will dance. And for about an hour last night, from about 7:30 to 8:30, they had a dance party there in Chevy Chase.
He's my boy, and I'm his girl.
There you go. In fact, I think we can actually have a little clip from somebody who was in attendance there last night.
We had a dance protest in response to the bigotry and hate that Mike Pence purports through his policies and actions.
Do you think you guys were successful since he wasn't at home tonight?
We had hundreds of people come out to assert our bodies and claim space and state that we are here, we are queer, and we will dance.
There you go.
That was beautiful. That was just wonderful. You know what? That's cute.
And apparently, I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. They left behind traces of biodegradable glitter. It is 8:28 on WMAL.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
This is the last full day of the Obama presidency. That's right, this is it. And Lanny Davis has some thoughts, and I have some questions for Lanny Davis. You don't want to miss it. It's 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is heading to Washington soon.
As the president-elect flies out, he'll be doing it on military aircraft, not the private Trump jet that we've seen him fly out so many times in the past. But even as he heads to Washington, D.C., there are some real questions about whether or not his transition team for national security is really ready to take on what lies ahead. This after CNN has learned that that team has been slow to interact with Obama's National Security Council.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. However, the chairman of the Presidential Inaugural Committee is throwing cold water on that report. Tom Barrack told CNN.
President Obama has been wonderful in this transition, and we just had a little story of the difficulty in the transition to the National Security Team. It's not true. Mike Flynn and KT McFarland are so first class, and President Obama and his team have been terrific in the transition with us, in the transition of all the pieces, first class.
Donald Trump has said he wants to get right down to work after he's inaugurated, and he needs a full cabinet to do that.
President-elect Donald Trump is pushing for his cabinet nominees to be confirmed quickly. Republicans up here on Capitol Hill, they say they want 7 nominees confirmed in the hours on Friday after Donald Trump is inaugurated. But Senate Democrats are now hitting the brakes, saying they are not going to rush this and accusing Republicans of trying to jam these nominees through.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has raised nearly $4 million over the past year for his re-election. In 2014, Hogan used public campaign finance funds to win the election. And you can add primates to the growing list of animals facing extinction. A new report says 60% of all primates in the world are now at risk of dying out. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,805, the Nasdaq at 55,56. Sports' John Wall has 25 points as the Wizards beat Memphis for their 13th straight home victory. College basketball wins for Virginia, Virginia Tech, American, GW, and Navy. NHL, the Caps take on the Blues tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en reacharide.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000, $20,000, even $30,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-7111. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-7111. That's 1-800-700-7111.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us? Turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. No, you've got a house to paint and a bathroom to update. So paint over those fingerprints on the den wall and bring that powder room into the 21st century. And it all starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now starting at just $17.98. And up to 40% off select vanities and bath products. Let's get this party started with Lowe's. U.S. only while supplies last. Bath offer ends 3/19/17.
There are times when it's nice that things go up, and it's sometimes even better when things go down. Novec, a not-for-profit electric cooperative, provides wholesale power to its customers at cost. Any changes in that cost are passed along through an annual power cost adjustment on bills. The average home's power bill from Novec will again go down in 2017 by nearly $11 a month, making down a very good direction for power bills. Novec, owned by the people they serve.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A lot of closures, a lot of parking restrictions already in place in town. However, this due to a crash, North Capitol Street, we have a big delay heading in northeast. Northbound side of North Capitol Street, the accident north of Florida Avenue still taking away one lane. I'm looking at delays beginning before New York Avenue. So quite intense there. New Jersey Avenue, that could work as an option for you, or you can bail at P Street, again, North Capitol Street with the crash. On the Virginia Beltway, we're trying to recover, but it is still pretty solid here. Before you even get to Springfield, around the inner loop, past the Little River Turnpike, the scene of the crash, we had three cars involved in that one. 66 eastbound, once you get through Manassas and Centerville, delays. We hit it slow briefly in Fair Oaks, and as you come up to the Beltway, we had an incident there. Looks like lanes have been reopened. We are just jam solid, as I've been talking about this delay, heading across the Chain Bridge, off of Chain Bridge Road, and out of Arlington, off of Glebe Road to the inbound canal. Inbound Canal Road before Arizona Avenue with the incident taking away the right lane. So plan for the extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds in as we head through this morning. Clouds a break. We'll get into some clearing this afternoon. 55. Partial clouds tonight. 38. Some showers around tomorrow. Maybe some light rain in the morning. 49 degrees. A high temperature, but somewhere in the upper 40s with a threat for a little rain around inauguration. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Arlington, 45 in Silver Spring, 46 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:37 on WMAL. Brian Wilson in the house. Scotty Nell Hughes is our guest host today. And on the line, former special counsel to former President Bill Clinton and columnist for The Hill and a friend of this program, Lanny Davis. Good morning to you, Lanny.
Good morning, Brian.
I want to start off by talking about how this transition of power seems to be so radically different from any that I can recall, and I've been here since 1986. It's not just that we have protest. We have people who are coming here to disrupt. It's not here that people are disappointed with the outcome of the election. We have Democrats who have decided that they will boycott what has always been a peaceful ceremony to witnessing the peaceful transfer of power from one president to another. It seems that we are in a different time in a different place, and the Democrats just can't accept the legitimacy of this election.
Well, first of all, I think you're generalizing from anecdotal examples.
Well, there are there are more than 60 members of the House of Representatives who are Democrats who have decided that they will boycott. That's not a generalization. That's a fact.
Yeah, you also didn't mention the majority that are going to be there. So it's a half-empty, half-full glass comment. But I would start with the most important non-difference, which is a very gracious president of the United States, who from the day after the election has been gracious, and he and Mr. Trump have done what is usually done, which is what makes America so different than almost any other certainly any other dictatorship in the world. So the president set the tone. The fact that all the living presidents, except President Bush 41, who we all pray for, will be attending, and I know that Mrs. Clinton will be there, and probably not easy for her, but in the big picture, America's democracy is miraculous, in that no matter how hard-fought our campaigns are, we shake hands and we move on, and as I do, we hope the next president will be successful.
Well, now, I like that, and I do like ending where we're all together, and I agree with that, Tamar. I like your attitude. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to disagree on you on this idea that President Obama has been overwhelmingly gracious. I mean, I don't see saying that he could have beaten the man who won necessarily being gracious, but that's just a minor detail. I do have to ask you this question, though, is right now, these 60 Democrats, while you say it's just a small part of it, it's still a very much a reflection amongst the Democrat Party. And the fact that President Obama yesterday did not say, hey, guys, you're not helping. I, as a Republican, keep acting this way. This is the reason possibly why the Democrats lost so much in 2016. Keep this up. But as the Democrats, we have yet to hear any solutions for why this party lost and how you're fixing the Democrat Party so that you don't have this kind of loss in the future, besides the blame game on the Republicans.
Well, I'm not sure that you're in the best position to want the Democrats to find solutions, but there are.
I want America to win, and so if that means Democrats finding solutions, I'm all for it.
Okay, well, I accept your word. If you want us to find solutions, there are a lot of Democrats looking, especially at the state and local level, as a way to rebuild our party to be more successful at the state and local level. At the national level, we won 3 million votes more than Mr. Trump, but we have vast sections of the country that caused us to lose in the Electoral College. That
like
we need
the majority of the country, the majority of the land space and counties, that's vast sections.
Well,
you had the urban areas, congrats.
Land space is an interesting way to determine votes, but you have a right to point to the Electoral College, which is the way we choose our presidents. But in any case, we Democrats do have a lot of work to do. Despite the fact that we did pretty well in the popular vote, we certainly have. I just wrote a book review about J.D. Vance's excellent book, Hillbilly Elegy, which I would recommend to everyone. And when I talked to Mr. Vance, he recognized that a lot of his friends who were Trump voters have great expectations about Mr. Trump fulfilling his campaign promises. And now that the Republicans have both houses of Congress, it will be time to see whether the Republicans, who do have the ability to solve problems with both houses of Congress and the presidency, how well they do.
What is, in your mind, on this last day for President Obama, last full day as president, what is the legacy of this president? I mean, many people would point to the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, but that's going to be repealed and replaced. Many people would look at the things he's done with his pen and his phone, but those are going to be rolled back. What is the one thing that you can point to that say this is the lasting legacy of this president?
Well, if you don't mind me shamelessly plugging the column I write every week called Purple Nation, I wrote my last column in which I describe President Obama's most important legacies that will make him one of the top tier presidents, I predict, when historians look back 20 or 30 years from now. But the most important one, you're right, Brian, I do begin with, is the Affordable Care Act, whether you agree or disagree with it. It is the first time that in our history that Congress and the executive passed national legislation guaranteeing access to health care. The second legacy that I think historians will judge very well is how well he brought us back from the Great Recession that was nearly the Great Depression from 2009 versus 2016. But the final one is the sensation that I felt when he was sworn in, looking down at the mall, working for Fox News at the time, and I was very near to the podium in the tower that we were in, and recognizing the miracle, really, that an African-American president now has broken the barrier ever since.
You see, now, I, with you and me, I got it. I just, Lanny, you know, and I have a lot of respect for you, but that's one area where you and I so dramatically disagree, because I think that that was the promise, and there was great hope when he was sworn in that we might actually see, with the first black American president, we might actually see a healing of the races. And I don't know, from my vantage point, to where I sit here this morning, I don't think race relationships are in a better place. I think they're in a much worse place.
Well, I don't know whether I thought of healing as much as I thought of a breakthrough historically, and that's the fact that the whole country was moved. John McCain, on the night that he lost, we all were moved that we finally, after slavery and Jim Crow, elected an African-American president. But, of course, you're right, Brian, that healing is not universal, but I think we're a lot better off now between the races than we were 8 years ago.
Well, on that, we'll have to respectfully disagree, but our time is up. Lanny Davis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you both. Thank you.
It's 844 on WMAO.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SOFT. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SOFT.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's 8:45 now. WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, before we wind down this rush hour, good news in the Tacoma Park, Silver Spring area. Fire department activity associated with the earlier building fire has wrapped up, reopened as Piney Branch Road, Flower Avenue. Still have some big delays there each direction and coming off of University Boulevard, but you can now use it. Canal Road, boy, that has been a mess here this morning. We have a broken down inbound Canal Road before you get to Arizona Avenue, and it is jammed solid coming across the chain bridge, also coming off of North Glebe Road. And if you're coming off of Arizona Avenue, you might want to avoid, because commuters using that one outbound lane to get to the chain bridge, you're affected as well with the tow truck arriving to the scene. Inbound over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, it is closed. Also, or it'll be closed at 10. The Memorial Bridge currently closed. The 14th Street Bridge, HOV Bridge only closed. This is all to get into town, all with inauguration preparation, celebrations, and activities. On the Beltway, Virginia, Interloop and Annandale, we're still solid jam tie up here out of Newington to get past the Little River Turnpike where we had the three-car crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds a break. We'll get at least some sunshine today. Very mild, up to 55 degrees for Inauguration Day tomorrow. Maybe some showers around midday and temperatures in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
In Northwest Washington, 44 degrees, 847.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Well, we have some entertainment news that is, some of it is related to the inauguration. Donald Trump apparently is going to have his first dance with Melania. And we've reported it with the song is going to be My Way, which was written by Paul Anka, but made most famous by Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra. Nancy, these boots are made for walking. Nancy Sinatra took to Twitter and said, just remember the first line of the song. And the first line of the song is, and now the end is near.
See, Mr. Trump, I mean, I have to, not that I'm ever going to be president of the United States. I don't know if this is necessarily the choice I would have. I remember George W. Bush in a second did I Could Have Danced All Night. A very sweet... My way. It truly is. He did it his way.
Yeah, he did.
And it's going to possibly continue.
Now, initially, Paul Anka, who wrote the song, mm-hmm. was going to perform it.
Oh, but he's not performing anymore.
I am told, according to this story, that he has a scheduling conflict.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't believe that. But I do believe it probably has something to do...
What conflict do you have with the President of the United States?
I think it has something to do with the man's in his 70s. I'm not sure he can still sing. So it'll be sung by somebody else that night. So there's that. Let's see. We got all kinds of stuff.
Well, let's go to Tom Ford. We got Melania's dress. I'm sorry. Outside of seeing the swearing in and that happened, most women, kind of like men, women watch for the jerseys of a football team. We're going to be looking for the dresses, and I have to tell you, it's been a very expensive process. And tomorrow, we're going to find out Melania. The rumor is it is Ralph Lauren.
Oh, really?
But there was a little controversy because you had Tom Ford just came out and said, I would never do a dress for. And basically, Trump, in an interview with our friend Ainsley Earnhardt, said, we didn't ask you, but thanks. I mean,
I would never dress her. Well, you weren't asked.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And that's kind of how, I think how a lot of these folks in Hollywood, that come out and say, I wouldn't attend. You weren't asked. I wouldn't perform. You weren't asked. That just shows how it goes. Kanye.
Yeah.
There's a new course. If you didn't, you've got another one.
I got to get this one in real quick because we're running almost out of time. George Clooney.
Wife. You're kicking off the Kanye class for Clooney.
George Clooney and his wife, Amal, pregnant with twins. They will have a boy and a girl, and they will be ridiculously good-looking. Just saying.
And obnoxious. And
so.
Liberal.
It is 8:50 on WMAL.
Do you need a new heating system to keep up with this cold weather, but received an expensive quote to replace it? Call ARS Rescue Router for a free second opinion. We will not only provide you with a complimentary analysis, but we'll also take $1,000 off our price on select complete high-efficiency heating and cooling systems. Expert installation from trusted professionals makes ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
For the first time in 22 years, life expectancy in the United States has dropped significantly for the entire population, not just certain groups. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. On average, Americans can now expect to live 78.8 years. That's according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Women can still expect to live longer than men, 81.2 years versus 76.3 years. The 10 leading causes of death remain unchanged and accounted for 3/4 of all deaths in the United States in 2015. Heart disease and cancer are still far and away the top killers of both men and women. Now, the good news is there are three things you can do to drastically reduce your risk of developing both. Eat the right foods, get 150 minutes of activity a week, and don't smoke. Of course, this sounds like simple advice, but it, more than anything else, can raise the life expectancy of an entire population. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump, even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas. the big hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
One and a two and a one and a two.
Oh, Jerry, I just can't. My muscles are so sore.
What you need is some soothing relief. When I get aches and pains, I just reach for the Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm? Does that really work?
You bet it does. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. Tiger Balm works where it hurts.
Jerry Rice, after all these years, you still get sore?
You try dancing with a linebacker sometime.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Have you made any of these 10 biggest mistakes in your estate plan? I'm attorney Mike Collins. At my Plain English seminar, I'll explain why they're mistakes and how you can easily avoid them. Plus, I'll show you how to save your loved one's expense, delay, and loss of their inheritance with our innovative reservoir trust. Join me on January 23rd in Tysons or the 25th in Bethesda. And leave your checkbook at home. Tuition's free at this educational session. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
It's 8:55 now, WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway's been giving us a hard time this morning. Two separate accidents between Braddock Road and Gallows Road. Should find everything over to the shoulder, but a lot to check out. Thus, the delays that persist coming off of northbound 95 and around the Beltway before you even get into Springfield. So keep alert for that. Second set of delays will be approaching 66 toward the toll road. Inbound Canal Road with the broken down before you get to Canal Road slows Canal Road in each direction and slows the chain bridge. Tacoma Park, Silver Spring reopened. Piney Branch Road and Flower Avenue that have been closed most of the morning rush hour with fire department activity. Lots of closures in effect in through town. A lot of parking restrictions in effect as well. So don't get caught off guard. Try to avoid a lot of those areas. Stretches of Constitution, Independence closed. The Memorial Bridge already shut down. Traffic update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds in as we head through this morning. Clouds a break. We'll get into some clearing this afternoon. 55. Partial clouds tonight. 38. Some showers around tomorrow. Maybe some light rain in the morning. 49 degrees, a high temperature, but somewhere in the upper 40s with a threat for a little rain around inauguration. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is now 44 degrees at 8:56.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up. You're going to be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start! Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at comcast.com/service.
Message and data rates may apply.
This message is only for men who want vein-popping gains. If you're not ready to build serious muscle, change the station now. Because we're only giving complimentary bottles of Volcano to guys who aren't afraid to stack on the plates. Volcano is the professional-grade pre-workout nitric oxide booster from Force Factor, the groundbreaking muscle builder that GNC just can't keep in stock. This incredibly powerful supplement is not for everyone. If you're not ready to get ripped, don't bother. Everyone else can get a complimentary bottle by texting MASS to 369-369.
Volcano gives you an explosive boost in nitric oxide, which quickly amplifies your energy and power. You'll tackle every rep with more intensity and endurance, better drive and performance, and faster recovery. The result? A serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. Ready for shocking gains? Get your complimentary bottle of Volcano by texting MASS to 369-369. That's M-A-S-S to 369-369.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative five-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Do you hear from your financial advisor only when they want to sell you something? Or do you have an ongoing relationship with the people working on your portfolio? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We work with you to make sure your portfolio remains well-positioned for whatever the future has in store. Call the Wise Investor Group today and let us help plan your financial future.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better-informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Well, coming up tomorrow on WMA, we'll have Rod Wheeler. We'll have Secret Service official Gary Byrne, former Secret Service official. Brett Baer will join us. And I want to say a very thoughtful and thankful thank you to Scotty Nell Hughes for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Always good to have you here. And please don't be a stranger.
I never am.
Oh, looky there. It's Chris Plant.
Let someone else be a stranger. Good morning. Good morning and welcome. It's one day. What are we? 27 hours away from the end of the Obama presidency. And I've got a story to tell. I was going to go to a ball tomorrow night, a black...